Queensland's bracing for more COVID cases as millions of people in the state's southeast begin their second full day of a planned three-day lockdown. There are 18 cases in the cluster of the Delta variant, and thousands of school students and their families are isolating for a fortnight because positive cases have been linked with six schools in the state's southeast. Rachel Mealy reports.
This time, it's a number of Brisbane schools that have been caught up in Queensland's latest COVID outbreak. 15-year-old Lily was ordered to get tested and isolate because a parent who later tested positive had visited her school campus.
It is a bit worrying seeing at my school we had the open day and there were a couple of thousand people there. And knowing that it's the Delta variant, like, we don't know much about it, but what we do know is that it spreads very rapidly. But it's comforting to know that everyone is taking the precautions and staying home and getting tested.
She says everyone at that event was made to check in, wear masks and use hand sanitizer, so she hopes the risks are small. Lily is one of thousands of students, parents and staff across a number of schools who've been ordered to stay home for the next 14 days.
It is a bit frustrating because obviously everyone just wants to be at school and just for life to be normal, but it's more important to stay safe than put everyone else at risk, so it's okay.
It was a 17-year-old high school student who first tested positive last week, and Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Jeanette Young, admits she's worried about the potential for further spread in school communities.
I am concerned. I think it's masks. I genuinely think that masks have made a big difference, and I am worried that this is spreading in schools because, of course, they don't use masks.
Schools in the 11 local government areas under lockdown in southeast Queensland have switched to remote learning from today, but are still open to children of essential workers. Dr. Young has now advised all high school students and teachers to wear masks.
All children in secondary school from year 7 onwards, doesn't matter their age, there might be some 11-year-olds there, for instance, that they must wear masks, and all teachers for primary school and for high school, unless they're teaching children who are deaf, all teachers and staff must wear masks across the entire school spectrum.
The Queensland Teachers Union is concerned that teachers aged under 40 haven't been eligible for vaccination. President Cresta Richardson says the union has been calling for teachers to be prioritised all year.
Our members are frontline workers, you know, just as nurses, police are, you know, they've really worked hard throughout the whole pandemic to keep the economy going. You know, they've supported children of essential workers throughout the pandemic and continue to do so. You know, the work that our teachers and school leaders do is amazing. And it would be really great if they were identified as a priority working group so that they can get their vaccines.
As health authorities race to find out how many schools have been exposed, school student Lily says she's trying to avoid all the rumours and stick to the facts.
There are quite a few rumours circulating, but many of them are untrue, which is good.
Brisbane High School student Lily, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.